Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? 99.99999% of the time, the first most obvious idea really isn't the best. You can do better and create something magical and create, go from a decent song to a great song, to an epic song. And it's just a little 15, 20 minutes of work like we're doing right here to dig past the dirt, the copper, the gold and the platinum to get to the diamonds, man, where the pressure is, right? So climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. That's how I know what it is. And, and if you don't, it won't. It just maybe ends up looking like spam. I get all kinds of weird stuff in my email that just goes over here in this pile. And you don't want to be in that pile, okay? This is a fun creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. So we don't want to hinder that, you know, have that hinder you, excuse me, from sending in a song title. Use all of what we say, use none of what we say. It's totally cool. We just demand an invite to the number one party. It's a fun kind of play in the sandbox to give you a good idea of how different songwriting minds go through this process, like how they think, how they spin it, how they springboard off other writers in a room and really get to something amazing. And the final thing we'll say here before we introduce our guest is that this is a fantastic exercise to breathe new life into the hooks in your hook book that are, you feel are like old. And they just didn't get the right amount of attention and the right amount of time. And so it feels weird to go back 1,000 hooks. And it just feels like it's old and musty and wilted lettuce. But then you do 15 minutes of this and all of a sudden, wajong, it's brilliant. And if you're like Brent, you get cuts from it.
Yeah.
Tell that, Brent.
Yeah. So we had so much fun doing these on the show, but I couldn't write any of these titles because that's not the deal, right? So it's like, I need to be doing this to my own titles, my own old titles, that how much good stuff is sitting there just behind 10 minutes worth of work that I haven't been doing. So I started doing it, just working my way through my hookbook. And yeah, man, that's been a lot of the stuff I've been taking into co-writes. I have songs that have gotten cut off that. I got a song sitting on this week's Singing News Southern Gospel singles chart, two spots behind our guest. Coming for you, man. With Zane and Donna King, a song called Can't Go So Wrong. And that was like 1,000 titles ago in my hookbook, and song title challenged it, brought it into Zane and Donna, and they're wonderful and talented, and they helped fix it. And you know, it's out there. So I'm practicing what I'm preaching here. This is no joke. It's good for you. Do it. Take your vitamins.
Awesome. Well, let's introduce our guest here. This guy's got a resume a mile long, for crying out loud.
That's right. I'm gonna pare down as I go. Today's guest is a two-time Grammy-nominated, three-time GMA Dove Award-winning, and six-time fan-voted soloist of the year. Has a powerful testimony of recovery from drug addiction that has been featured on FoxNews.com's Spirited Debate, TBN's Praise the Lord, and such publications as Billboard Magazine, CCM Magazine, and Glenn Beck's The Blaze. Man, he's shared his songs on Brooklyn Tabernacle, Charles Stanley's First Baptist of Atlanta, the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium, all that good stuff. Man, he was awarded New Soloist of the Year in 2014. His sophomore release called Resurrection was the first album released by a solo artist to receive the Dove the GMA Dove Award for Southern Gospel Album of the Year, and garnered his first Grammy nomination for Roots Gospel Album of the Year. His 2019 release, Deeper Oceans, was nominated for Southern Gospel Album of the Year at the 50th annual GMA Dove Awards and earned him a second Grammy nom for Roots Gospel Album of the Year. Deeper Oceans includes the number one songs, Shame on Me and Goliath. His current album, his most recent album, Changes Coming, has featured two number ones so far. He has a current single out called The Basement, which he wrote with friends of the show, Michael Farron and Tony Wood, who are just amazing writers for themselves. And so good stuff is happening. Joseph Habedank, welcome to The Climb.
Welcome, Joseph.
And thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on. And it's a little strange because I'm seeing my face because we're doing this over video, but this is actually a podcast. So I have to focus not only on my vocal being precise, articulate, and clear, but then I also have to make sure I'm not making faces. Right. So I'm actually, if you're listening to this, sitting in my chair at home underneath a heated blanket, because that's the way I roll. I'm an old man, 38 years old, and I'm getting ready to watch. But what a great concept you guys have for this show, and thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, man, happy to have you on. I'm glad that we were able to make it work out. So this has been one I've been wanting to get you on here as a guest for a while. So I'm really happy about this. You know, we've had mutual friends on the show. Michael Farron's been on here. Lee Black's been on here. Trying to get Kenna. I think she's a little scared. But yeah, we've had several mutual friends on here. So this is going to be fun. I hope.
All right.
Although I never know. It's the clinch moment before he says the title.
Yeah, well, here we go.
I'm never sure what to do with my life. Okay.
Let's do it. And I may or may not be interrupted by a 160-pound Great Dane wanting attention during this. So bear with me on that.
All right.
All right. So this is from a climber that I believe is a first time we ever used one of his titles. His name is Blake Bard.
Blake Bard. All right.
So thank you for this title, Blake.
Great initials.
Right? I know you'd like that. I know you'd like the alliteration in that. And the song title is End Up Town. End Up Town.
That's so interesting.
My hot take on this is that it's like borderline a little like almost like country, a cliche country thing like Flyover States mm-hmm. or something like that. But the words end up, I'm kind of interested to see like where we're going to go with that. I think there's different ways that this can be spun. And aside from the very first thing that comes to my mind, which is this is the town you end up in.
Yeah.
You know, that's just that's the low hanging rotted fruit with worms coming out of it. And like, you almost have to like not go there on purpose. Right. Like there's no way we can do it. So there it is. End up town.
Yeah. I would agree that. I mean, my first thought is like, I think Blake has a version of this that I've heard before through one of our songwriting pro events.
Okay.
Cause it rings a bell. Cause it is a cool title and that like, rings a bell. I'm like, okay, I like that title. And it does. It strikes me as I don't really remember his angle on it, but yeah, the first angle I think of is, yeah, this is just some end up town. Here I am in an end up town, in this end up town. Like, it's just where you end up. It's not really where you plan to be. It's where you end up.
Yeah, mom and daddy put the roots right here because this is where the car broke down.
Right. Yeah, so that is the first one, I think. And, you know, if you're any, like, almost any angle, if you just write the heck out of it, it can be, like, cool, right? It's so much of it is presentation. But yeah, Joseph.
I think it could go either way. I mean, if you go the Christian route, which obviously I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. it could be about heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But if you wanted to make it a country song, I think it could be, you know, I grew up in Dayton, Ohio. I never imagined I'd end up in Tennessee, mm-hmm. but music. And it could be about Nashville, right?
Yeah.
It's where I ended up, man.
Yeah.
Or it could be wherever your lady's from, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't end up in Savannah, Georgia, even though that's not where I live. But I'm saying it could be that. It could be I ended up in this town because of her.
Mm-hmm.
Or I actually think the heaven thing is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess in the country realm, yeah, I don't know. What do you all think? Heaven, is heaven considered a town?
I think speaking about heaven, like in like a kind of a folksy vernacular,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like a slang, like for an old Christian man, you know, it's like, well,
yeah,
get up to the end up town, you know, we'll all get there the same way in the same box. And
or
blah, blah, blah.
Another thing, if we can add anything to or after, if you make the kind of phrase like, that's my where I want to end up town.
Mm-hmm.
As another way of saying heaven, that's like my goal, where I like want to end up. Or where I'm going to end up. That's where I'm going to end up town. That's my where I'm going to end up town.
Yeah, that's
cool. Oh, let's just have another turn on it. But yeah, like, you know, he knows where he's going. It's not just this is one thing about heaven going end up. Like, well, there's no, like, I'm surprised I made it. You probably, you know, like, you know, you're going or you're not, right? Kind of thing. So there's no like accidental. So I like the thing of that's where I'm going to end up or where I want to end up town.
Yeah.
Because it's like more purposeful. Or, you know, end up town could be like, I'll end up going someday. I'll end up going to church someday. I'll end up giving my life to Christ someday. Well, you don't like that end up town you end up in.
Yeah.
You know, you might not like that end up town you end up in, going, you don't go to heaven, you go to the other place. And so that could be a little bit more of a warning, because end up kind of feels a little accidental, happenstance, like wasn't really planning on it, but it's where I ended up. So that almost feels more like hell than heaven, because nobody plans to go there. It's like where I ended up. I'll end up doing this one day. I'll end up doing that way. Well, one day you're going to end up dying. You're going to end up in an end up town. You know, or you're not going to like end up town you end up in.
I think the idea of end up town is more about the journey. Like this, I feel like the song journey of how you get to your end up town, right? So I think that to me is what is the most compelling about the title, is that it kind of opens up so many different avenues and also different ideas to how you could go on this journey to end up in this town. That's what I like about the title. I think it gives you kind of a blank canvas of how to get to that hook. And I love that. So I think it's a great title.
That's cool. It's kind of like, it's more about the something road than the end up town. It's more about the something road than the end up town. It's the journey, not the destination. That's cool.
Okay. So this could be like a goal board song, in the way that Ashley McBride wrote Girl Going Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, it was like literally she's in the room with the writer. What are we going to do today? And she's like thinking about the first time, the dream of being on the Opry. And he's like, well, then we better
write that song,
write the song that you're going to sing at the Opry.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And so it was like very intentional on that moment. Well, what if it's that kind of a song? What if it's a song that you maybe write with an artist or for an artist that is about, to your point, that's going to be my end up town. And this is what's, and you can talk about all the things you're going through now and all the struggles you're having. And the fact that verse two, you're ready to take on the struggles that are
like, I'm not there right now, but that's my where I'm going to end up town. You know, that's not where I'm right, where I am right now, but that's my where I'm going to end up town.
Or Nashville's going to be my, you go the Ashley McBride route where you're kind of dreaming about, you know, being and Nashville's going to be my end up town, or LA is going to be my end up town, whatever that, New York, whatever that looks like for you in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that's cool because it's kind of like you're speaking it into existence too. And you're kind of like, I don't know, manifestation is probably not the most spiritual word.
But right, yeah.
You're trying to manifest that. And yeah, but another thing that's really compelling, I know I keep going back to this, but the day they put me in the ground, something about, I think that would be, I don't know how you could get to end up town with ground, but I do like,
can't wait to wake up in my end up town.
Yeah. Or maybe it's, this is where they'd bury me in the ground, but this is my end up town or whatever. I just think it's so cool, the title, because there's so many, to me, as much as it seems like very centered towards a certain thing, I feel like it could be different things as well.
Yeah. It's like, well, you know, what's the old guy that he never lived uptown, but man, at the end of his life, he's going to end uptown.
Yeah,
like he's going to have that mansion beside the Crystal Sea kind of thing.
That's what I was saying. Like with the end up.
Yeah, but also uptown.
You could be flipped end up, but or end, yeah, uptown. Like you can,
yeah.
There's some play in there that can be really interesting.
Yeah, so that's cool. I like that. I was also thinking, like, I think you might have mentioned, Joseph, like the girl, the love thing or something, but like, I'll take any old end uptown as long as I end up with you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It's kind of like the Jake Owen, I'd go anywhere with you.
Yeah.
Kind of thought of like, it doesn't matter where I end up.
That's a Jimmy Urie, good old Jimmy Urie tune.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And David Lee Murphy.
Was he on that one too? Anywhere with you?
Murphy.
There we go.
And you know what's crazy too is you could almost play off, because I was raised in the North, married a Southern girl. It could almost be a thing where I never wanted to be a redneck down on the farm and or whatever, you know. I never dreamed I'd be. But because of love, this is my end up town.
Yeah.
I had to go down to end up town.
Down south, you know, south and town could kind of be enough of a rhyme too.
South, baby. Yeah. I like that.
I think of like, thinking of the uptown, well, like it may start here, but it's going to end uptown. You know, it may start downtown, but it's going to end uptown as more of a, almost feels like a Friday night on the town kind of thing where it is, the night gets swankier and swankier as we go. I don't know. As it progresses, we start downtown, we end uptown, or we never end up town, you know,
yeah.
Maybe it's the other way, the night just, it gets more and more out in the boondocks or whatever. One thing we don't do is we don't end uptown. in this end up town. You could even play off that, like the night never ends uptown in this end up town.
I like the idea of changing uptown to one word instead of end uptown, which is three words. Mm-hmm. When you're using it in the going uptown, uptown is actually one word. Is that right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
That's pretty cool too. I mean, I think you're right. I think Johnny said it, that the play on words there that could really lend itself to a lot of different cool things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ending uptown, like, you know, always been a poor kid, but one day I'm going to end uptown or,
yeah,
you know, that's going to be amazing. It's a clever title, Blake, if you're watching.
Yeah. I think it's cool. Yeah,
I got something like this could be, if I was in a room writing for you, Joseph, okay. Maybe we see, like, if we want to go deep mm-hmm. into your past, right, into your history. And it's like, I don't want to speak for you, but I know I have friends that have gone through the journey that you went through. And it took them going through that journey to really appreciate a lot of things, to really appreciate life, appreciate the time that they have, and they're not wasting it, and to appreciate themselves, right, and to love themselves. And it manifests itself in a lot of different ways when they successfully get through it. But maybe it's something that, and that could be where uptown could be heaven mm-hmm. and could be like uptown. Like you went from
down and out.
You had to go down to get uptown and sort of mm-hmm. maybe talking about that. It could be a positivity thing where you're preaching hope and forgiveness, self-forgiveness to people to say, hey, you can get through this and then you're going to be fine, but you got to get through it mm-hmm. to end uptown. Right.
Yeah. I loved the same thing about this town that I live in, or the town that we live in, Nashville. Yes, it is where a lot of my dreams came true, but it's also the place where I went to rehab too. Mm. So it's got the good and the bad and the ugly.
Yeah.
Still love it. Don't want to live anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And honestly, rehab, even the rehab year was a great year because it's where I got free and learned about how to recover. And I'm glad this is the town I ended up in, because not only is it the town where my dreams came true musically and was my career, but also it's also where I got clean and sober. I think the cool thing, I remember the other night we were flying in real late at night from Dallas. Me and my wife, she travels with me on tour, and we landed. I texted my in-laws. I said, we just landed. I said, I can almost smell the hot chicken and broken dreams.
Baby. Can we write that instead? Hot chicken and broken dreams.
Yeah. That's funny.
Smell it.
The land of hot chicken and broken dreams. That's true.
That's true.
Nailed it. Yeah. Man, that's good. End of town. Like, what else? I want to say, can you make it a uptown funk? You know, we may start downtown, we're going to end uptown. You know, can it just be that kind of ripping off Bruno Mars kind of just jam? We're all going to end uptown. Come on, let's all. It's just a dumb, fun party thing. Like, it's a totally different genre from country or CCM or SoGo or whatever.
Okay, on that note, like, you could go country with this and make it the party song that you're talking about, and also be tongue in cheek about the weight of uptown. Mm-hmm. You know, like New York, uptown is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Nashville, not so much of a big deal. We got downtown, we got midtown. We don't really have uptown.
Yeah.
And then in your small town, it's like, we're going to end uptown at Billy's Sugar Shack, where the burgers are cheap and, you know, it's like bar hopping in a small town or something. Or maybe uptown is the name of the bar.
Yeah. Y'all gonna, yeah, or end uptown could be the name of the bar. Yeah. When in doubt, just name the bar.
I'm in recovery, so this is where I exit. We're gonna start talking about bars. I'm out.
Don't be putting those thoughts in my head, Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think the title in and of itself is pretty open. I just think it's really, of all the things that we've talked about, though, the love aspect of, or I was even thinking about like a grandpa, you know, like he never liked the city life until he met until he met his pretty wife and da 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 da, and then he never dreamed this would be his end up town.
Yeah.
But love things to people, right? It brings them, takes them places they never thought they'd go. And I like, to me, that feels like the most natural way to get to end up town.
Yeah, while still making it a kind of a positive thing. I mean, there's definitely the what is it, like some of the Casey Musgraves, Merry-Go-Round, where it's just kind of down on the small town. Hey, that's just an end-up town. And that's a great song. And, you know, it could have that just negative connotation of here I am in this end-up town. And that could be, well, a lot of people could relate to that, right? But I do like how the love thing makes it more of a positive. Like, yeah, but I'm cool with it because I ended up with her or with you,
yeah,
kind of thing. And you could do the, yeah, either small town ended up in a big town or big town ended up in a small town.
Or the same town. Like, it's like, it, this was an end up town, a town I didn't want to end up in first verse, second verse, you meet her. Mm-hmm. And you're like, now, like at the end, I'm uptown. You know what I mean? Like, it's yeah, the, now the whole town is different. You look at it through a different lens because you're in love in that town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you found everything you need and was right there in that town. So not bad for an end up town. When you end up town.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the positive, but I just thinking this is super heavy.
Yeah.
But maybe it's about Memphis and St. Jude. Like, I never dreamed.
Mm.
Oh.
But man, that could be powerful and also like heart wrenching and
oh my gosh. Yeah.
But it's funny, Casey Musgraves, because I think for me, when it comes to like country songwriting, her and McAnally together, especially, there's just something, I don't know, there's just something really brilliant about what they, it's my favorite writing combo in the country world right now, because it almost doesn't even country. It almost feels like singer songwriter folk meets pop meets mm-hmm. country.
Americana. Meets,
yeah. All the things. But
yeah,
I love the Casey Musgraves comparison to this, because I do think it again could lend itself to that. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and you could even do like the vignettes thing that are tied together by the same course, a very similar course of this is the same town and different people's stories of this end up town, and some positive, some negative, some, you know, whatever. I mean, you could do that too.
A life is what you make it piece.
Yeah, it's like the same town, but some people love it, some people hate it, some people this is their dream, I'm going to end up here town, and other people like, please, anywhere but here. But yet I ended up here.
You know what? Okay. Like, dig this, man. Like, I've had this conversation a lot with artists, with specifically with regards to Broadway in Nashville, mm-hmm. but it could be about Nashville too. And Hot Chicken and Broken Dreams, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people, there's this sort of, there's something out in the ether that a lot of people who are unaware of Broadway feel like you can get stuck on Broadway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet we've
playing the clubs there and everything.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of the biggest stars go through Broadway. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you get stuck there if you want to, and you don't if you don't, if you keep your head right and you realize you stay focused on what you're trying to do. It doesn't. And so with Nashville, or with Broadway, it doesn't have to be an end up town. It's really what you make of it, right? It's how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't think, you know, those big artists, like, you know, I think Rascal Flatts and Tim McGraw and Toby Keith, and they all went through Broadway and they didn't end up on Broadway. Mm-hmm. So you choose to, or you choose not to, it's up to you.
Yeah. What's interesting too, is now this recent splurge of major artists opening restaurants and stuff on Lower Broad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guess what? Dierks Bentley did end up there.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert did end up there, but in a different way, right? Alan Jackson's Good Time, like all these restaurants.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know, that could almost be a story of
a lot more money.
Yeah. Like it could be more, you know, Nashville Lower Broad centric, or it could just be like, hey, this guy that he didn't want to end up playing the clubs in this, you know, not in this end up town, but he ends up making it, coming back and like opening his own club kind of thing. It's a Lower Broad thing, but maybe not about Nashville, but could be like in any kind of small town or medium sized town where about the end up town. Like I'm not going to end up here. I'm not going to end up here. Guess what? He ended up town or whatever. He did end up back there, but in a coming back, kicking his boots up on the desk, smoking a big cigar, counting his hundies, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Could be fun too. Much more a story thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be about music. It could be like this guy that, I mean, there's so many stories you could tell about the guy that's down on his luck. Like, I don't want to end up in this here, basically. Strikes it rich. You know, it could be oil money. It could be whatever the thing is. And then he comes back kind of the conquering hero. And you're like, I did end up here, but I own half the town.
Yeah.
You know, just like a story thing could be cool.
To go back to the positive spin, I mean, it could even be an idea where you're like, this is never where I dreamed I'd be, but this is where I fell in love with my wife. This is where my kids were born. And maybe the hook is like, and I think I've made the most of this end up town.
Oh,
yeah. Make the most of the end of town. Oh, I like that. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Or like all the something I found in this end up town. Like, yeah, that concept I think is cool because it, you know, it has so much in there. Like, oh, I didn't think this is not my dream town, but I live the dream life.
Found a lot of all the happy I found in this end up town, or you know, all the joy of all the blood, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost like you could say almost all the gold I found, almost metaphorical. Like he was going to go out, make his money, make a fortune, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, falling in love, meeting the girl. But, you know, it's like the gold I found in this end up town or something. You could do many things for that metaphor. I think that's really cool because, and that's a lot of people's lives.
It could have like a summer of 69 feel to it where maybe you're talking about all your boys that grew up in that town and they've all left. They didn't want to be in this end up town. And maybe there's a perception that you're still in the end up town, but you're uptown in this end up town. Like it's your paradise. Like you love it. You made this, it's fantastic for you. And that's good for, that could be an interesting way to spin that too.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting because there are a ton of people who grew up in these, for lack of a better word, one horse towns.
Mm-hmm.
Another really interesting spin on this title. I never wanted to end up in this end up town, but here's the good stuff that's happened because, you know, my granny still lives right up the street and whatever.
Yeah.
There are things about our hometown that are kind
everybody of knows your name. Like, you know, you're a pillar of the community. Like you've become a leader. And before maybe you felt like you were nothing because you were young and you're a young buck and you hadn't made a name for yourself yet. But
yeah.
Then they grow up and they become like a big piece of the fabric of that little town. Mm-hmm. And that begins to matter to them.
Well, like, it's funny. I was thinking about guys I went to high school with back in Arkansas. And, you know, there's a high school thing about, you know, maybe thinking, oh, we're going to run this town someday or whatever. And then you do, like, I don't live there anymore, but a lot of those guys do, but they work at the water department or they're the county prosecutor. Like, you know, they're like, we're going to run this town. From a desk.
County prosecutor can. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, it's scary, my buddy Tim. But so that's kind of funny too. Or, you know, never knew I could end up happy in this end up town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I love playing on end up this, end up that, end up this, end up that, end up happy in this end up town. This is fun too to play with all the stuff you can put after end up.
And before it. Yeah. You know, down home, end up town. Like
dead end up town.
Dead end of town. Oh,
like, that's a whole nother thing, right?
That's like fun right there. Yeah. There's a lot of like, just start doing the David Bowie thing and pulling out words and throw it in front of there and just to see what that's
like. Make a list.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I wouldn't be scared of that.
Going back to that.
Blake, I think we got some good looks at this, man. That was fun. That was really fun. Anybody got any final ones you got to get off your chest?
Ended up in the, so I know I'm going to end up in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure am glad I ended up in this. I mean, I think what you just said is like, there's so many different ways to get there. And yet I think, yeah, I don't know. I really like, this was fun chasing the ideas. I think you guys probably beat me out on the better ideas, but I sure had fun getting there.
I don't think I'd agree to that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I'd agree with that either.
And that was a real fun castle we built in the sandbox together, brother. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
So thank you again for saying yes, Joseph and Blake. Good title, man. Way to send that in. I mean, that I was really excited to see how that was going to end up. Where can our listeners find you, Joseph? If they want to track you down, listen to your music, your latest stuff. Like where can they get you on social media and your website and stuff?
Facebook, Instagram, all those things. So but the hardest thing with me is my last name is really tricky, but check out my new single. It's called The Basement, as in downstairs in the basement. And you can put in The Basement Joseph. If you Google The Basement Joseph, my name will come up and you can do more research on my website. And I'd love to, if y'all are watching, love to come see you or I'd love to see you out on tour. So come see us. We'd love to meet you. And thank you guys so much for having me on. And Blake, great title.
Yeah.
Awesome. Really, really enjoyed trying to land that plane. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Killer, man. I like that. Land that plane. That's right. We jump out of a perfectly good airplane and into another one, then we got to land it. Like, yeah, that's the trick. That is. All right, guys. So that brings us to the end of the song title challenge. Send your titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Please remember to put STC or song title challenge in the subject line because I want to see them. Like, we need them, and send them in. We need some more. We're getting low. So make that happen. But there you go. You might just have a superstar here like Mr. Joseph H. He's going to flesh out that idea for you, man. All right? Flesh out that idea for you. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.